For many children in New York, Christmas meant the yearly extravaganza at Radio City Music Hall. For some kids in other areas, the holiday season meant Santa Claus and decorated fir trees. But in New York, it was Radio City, the huge resplendent hall, the Rockettes. At last, the day of the ball arrived. All day long, Cinderella was kept running to and fro as her stepsister shouted orders at her. "Cinderella, iron my red velvet dress at once," cried one. "You must curl my hair," ordered the other. "Fetch my pearl brooch," said the first. "Polish my ruby bracelet," said the other. Poor Cinderella hardly had a moment to catch her breath. Close your eyes. Inhale the exotic aromas of rich, dark coffee. You're undoubtedly somewhere in the South, maybe close to the Riviera. And you're enjoying one of those customary do-nothing, coffee and wine sipping, people watching interludes that the French seem to love so much. Maggie and Ira Moran had to go to a funeral in Deerlick, Pennsylvania. Maggie's girlhood friend had lost her husband. Deerlick lay on a narrow country road some 90 miles north of Baltimore, and the funeral was scheduled for 10:30 Saturday morning, so Ira figured they should start around 8. This made him grumpy. He was not an early morning kind of man. Also, Saturday was his busiest day at work, and he had no one to cover for him. April Beer, let's work together.